This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Thank you for joining me. I'm Maimon Elbaz, and I'm presenting the Living Mishnah, Le'ili Nishmas, the 6 million Yidden of the Holocaust. Hashem Yimkom Damam. Today's presentation will use cartoons and pictures to illustrate the beautiful words of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, the author of the Mishnah. Okay, so in today's Mishnah, we're going to learn about mikvos, and we'll see that there's different ways to be metahar a person and different laws. Okay, I want to thank Sammy Zlita for dedicating Mishnah 660. It should be a zechut. For a full shlema for Rachamim ben Tami. May Rachamim ben Tami have a refuah and Yeshua. Should also be his chus. Lakavid, my son's Rebbe, Harav Balsam, Shlita, as we dedicate the shir for Ramaisha ben Rabbi Yosef Matisyo, Zichron Lebracha. We appreciate Chaim Lax and Stanley Shamosh, who are really helping the Torah Show series. And we are deeply grateful. The Mishnah today is from Mikvaot, and the discussion of this Mishnah is Zochlin and Notvim. Let me explain. Zochlin is flowing water, such as a creek, a river, a brook, or Notvim, which is rainwater, dripping water. Believe it or not, when it comes to Zochlin, you could dip in it to become tahar, even if it's not Arbayim Sah. So let's say Arbayim Sah is 200 gallons of water, let's say for a regular mikvah. So if it's a stationary mikvah, you have to have 40 Sah. But if it's if it's a river, then you're okay with less than Mem Sah. So that's that. Okay, so again, a mikvah only requires 40 Sah when it is stationary. But if it is a flowing stream or brook, it is valid, even with less than 40 sah. Okay, so this is what a typical mikvah looks like. And this is what a typical river or stream looks like. And now our Mishnah is discussing in a case where the two kind of collided, where the river and the mikvah bump into each other. So, Heyed Rabbi Tzadok in Masechet Ediot says, if you had a matziv where there was a stationary mikvah that was not full, it was not a kosher mikvah yet, and somehow it connected with zochalim, which is flowing water, then it would somehow make the mikvah kosher. All right, so I don't know exactly how that would work, but obviously, you're talking in a very unique, rare case where the creek was less than Arbayim Sa, because it was more than Arbayim Sa, what's the Shiloh, right? So, or whatever the story was, it connected with the mikvah. And now that mikvah, even if it wasn't Arbayim Sa, is good. So of course it had more than Arbayim Sa, but the point is, Maisa Haya, there was such a story, but Virat HaPilya, in a place called Virat HaPilya, and when the Chachamim heard that actually the river touched the mikvah, so that type of hashaka made it that the mikvah now would be kosher for tevila, even if it was less than 40 sa. So I'm not so sure all the pratim of this Mishnah, but that is the gist of the Mishnah. I hope to get clarity.
I thank Hashem for inspiring me to do the Living Mishnah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.